I would like to thank Mr. Nicholson for giving me this opportunity.
It's okay.
Seventh grader Gabriela Melendez could not hold back her emotions as she discussed the winning project at a news conference at Hamlin Park School. She was the principal investigator of this project created with her classmates, eighth graders Toriana Cornwell and Shanila Welsh. They were selected as the top winners of a national competition for the Student Spaceflight Experiments Program. Their STEM project is Spud Launchers. The International Space Station will be testing their experiment to see if potatoes can grow in outer space this June, all from a Buffalo classroom.
Many of us have been following the story of these local students who recently won a competition through the Student Spaceflight Experiments Program.
Congressman Brian Higgins appeared with the young women, explaining how his office wrote to the White House about their project and received an unexpected response.
That these Hamlin Park students have been invited to the 4th Annual State of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Address hosted by the White House on January 13th.
Three young students that let us all know that every day our young people are very, very bright, smart, talented, and they can do whatever they want to and can achieve at the very highest levels.
Appearing in support of the students was school superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash.
We know that here in Western New York, and Buffalo in particular, over the next 10 years, there are going to be over 160,000 jobs, part of the new and emerging economy here. And most of those jobs, if not all, will require some kind of preparation and background in math, science, technology, engineering.
Western New York STEM Hub has played an integral role in sponsoring these programs for area students. Jim Guido is with the organization. He says these students were among more than 300 others who participated from 10 area schools in Buffalo and Niagara Falls.
The most important part of this program is that the students' experiment will go to the space station and take place.
Hamlin Park Principal Elizabeth Jean Greco is very proud of her students. She noted that they will create a moment in history when they appear at the White House on behalf of all Buffalo Public School children.
Spud Launchers! Go Spud Launchers! And as I said, this STEM, Western New York STEM initiative needs to grow, and it needs to grow rapidly.
Buffalo School Board members Sharon Belton-Cotman and Barbara Seals-Nevergold joined the news briefing, praising the young women for their scientific work and capturing national attention, showing off success of an urban student.
To understand that there's nothing wrong with urban children, they are as brilliant as any other group of children, all they need is the exposure and opportunity.
You had the perseverance, you had the tenacity, you had the interest, you continued on. I'm sure there were times when you probably wanted to stop and say, the heck with this.
Hamlin Park teacher Andrew Franz guided the students as their advisor on this project. He never expected that they would visit the White House.
They're doing something that no one has ever done before. A lot of people have grown crops on the International Space Station. Nobody has tried to continue that growth on Earth. That has huge implications for the scientific community.
Students say they're expected to meet First Lady Michelle Obama during their visit. Welsh is very excited.
I've seen like all these videos about Miss Michelle. She seems so awesome. I'll be so happy and excited.
Melendez tells WBFO News she'll be feeling wonderful when she arrives at the White House.
Yeah, I feel overwhelmed but excited and nervous. All mixed into one, feeling a bit emotional.
Cornwell is feeling very proud to be a positive role model for other city students.
Yeah, I think it's good because most people wouldn't send their kids here because it's in Buffalo, but they know something good happened here, so maybe they're like, the teachers are very good here. Maybe we should send our kids here. I want to see my kid at the White House.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.